welcome to the Elevated Visibility Podcast, the podcast for female founders who are looking for more than just easy marketing tips and feel-good strategy and craving deep connection. I'm your host, Nina Gibson, holistic SEO expert and visibility enthusiast who is hell-bent on giving women a voice and a platform to use it. In this space, we chat all things SEO and marketing for your brand and business, but we also peel back the layers and the bullshit and dive deep into what it means to feel visible as business owners, women, moms, and more. If you're ready for holistic marketing strategy mixed in with some soulful storytelling, this podcast is for you. Welcome. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Elevated Visibility Podcast, episode 3. I'm your host, Nina Gibson. I've been having technical difficulties all day, so getting this podcast recorded has been a feat in of itself, and I'm really excited about that because this is an episode that I never thought that I would record. I never had any intention of recording when I started to think about my podcast and starting it and what I wanted to talk about and entrepreneurship and women and visibility and SEO and all of the things that this podcast is going to be about. But I had a thought the other day in the shower, which for me is like a constant thing that I come up with all of these ideas in the shower while I'm washing my hair or super late at night when I can't sleep or I'm drifting off to sleep. And I'm like, oh, I need to write that down. And sometimes I remember to, and sometimes it's just like a fleeting thought. One of my big goals with this podcast is giving a voice to female founders and entrepreneurs who otherwise might not have a platform to speak their truths or share their stories, whatever that might be or sound like or look like. And I think I mentioned in episode 1 that entrepreneurship has been as much a personal development journey for me as a business one. And I can honestly say that if the NG Co side of my business never pans out the way I have it planned or mapped out in my mind, it will have been worth it because of the personal development, because of how deep I've had to dig, like really dig and face myself in the mirror and be like, who the fuck do you want to be? Who do you want to be? And what are you going to do to be her? What are you going to do to get to that point? How are you going to show up for yourself? And I think like a lot of women and a lot of entrepreneurs, we have these beliefs or these stories, these narratives that we tell ourselves in our brains that prevent us from maybe stepping into our truest, fullest, most authentic self. And one of the things that I really want to do in this podcast is give women who feel like maybe they don't have that platform to be their most authentic self, I want this to be a place for them. It's also going to be a place where we chat about marketing and holistic visibility strategies. But the more I thought about what I wanted episode 3 to be like, the more I wanted it to be something super, super personal. And one of the most transformative events of my life happened before I was born. It paved a trajectory for my life that I couldn't possibly have imagined or understood. I didn't even know about this event until I was an adult, maybe an older teenager. And not only did it shape my life, it shaped my mother's life and it shaped my grandmother's life, her entire family. And one of the things I've always been interested in, but even more so as I've dug into this entrepreneurship and personal development journey, is generational trauma and epigenetics and the things that we pass down to our children and what are they absorbing while they're still in utero. Not coming from a place of shame, but just things that are in us, in our bones, you know, that are there. Whether we fucking want them to be or not, they're there. I think a lot about the limiting beliefs that I have as an entrepreneur, as a woman, as a human, as a mother, as a partner, as a wife. And one of the themes that has come up a lot that I was working with Ash McDonald. She's a mentor of mine. She's a therapist turned holistic business coach. And we had a one-on-one session where we were talking about this event. And she said to me, so your entire life has been basically predicated on bad things happen at unexpected times. And while that seemed obvious when she said it, I'd never really actually looked at it like that. Because that has been a theme, a raging theme for my entire life. And you don't sometimes realize how much you carry with you from childhood, how much is in your psyche, how much you carry with you. When she said that to me, I was like, yeah. And I realized at that moment how much of that I carried with me into my entrepreneurship journey. So I'm going to share you a story. It is a truncated version of it because, to truth be told, I don't really know a lot of the details. I've never really wanted to ask, and nobody really willingly gave them up. My grandmother, who this sort of all starts with, so I'll give you a little bit of a backstory. My mom is German. She's from a city called Wiesbaden. That's where I was born. It's where I spent the first several years of my life. It is my hometown. My grandparents met at a very young age. They were coming of age during World War II, which in of itself is a huge amount of trauma to carry with you. Three out of my four grandparents were actually living in Europe during World War II. And my grandmother was one of 10. So big family, no money. She had several sisters, I don't actually know, to be honest. There are some people my grandmother never spoke about. She unfortunately passed away last year at sort of one of the peaks of COVID. And it is one of my biggest heartbreaks that I wasn't able to be there with her. But that's another episode for another day. So my grandmother is one of 10. She had a sister who we called Huzi. My grandmother's group of sisters, we called them the buddies, or that's, I guess, what my dad nicknamed them when he was stationed there. And that's how he met my mom and when they lived there. You know, in 1960s Germany, it's post-World War II. It's small. The world was a small, small place in the 1960s. Anywhere you went, it was small. Even the biggest of places were still small compared to how they are today. And my mom was born in 1958. So this story puts her at maybe 4 or 5. I wish I knew the exact age. I don't. Maybe someday I'll ask. And my mom was going to meet her cousin right outside in the little garden. There were like row houses, what you would call a row house. And, you know, people live next door to each other. And the way I understood it, my mom and her cousin lived next door to each other, and they were going to meet in this little garden in front of the house in the row houses. You know, picture a city, 1960s, you know, European city row house. Sometime between my mom leaving sort of the foyer to go meet my cousin and my cousin doing the same, a gentleman, a man, a monster, whatever you want to call him, had escaped or left or been released, I don't know the details, from a local facility. And in a very short amount of time, he had managed to assault and murder my mom's cousin in front of these row houses. At least that's how I understand it happened. And in 1960s Germany, in 1960s anywhere, that kind of shit just did not happen. It just didn't happen. Even when it happens now, it's something that rocks communities, right? It's something that, for me personally, just kind of shakes you to your core. And this event changed the course of my mother's life. It changed the course of my grandmother's life. Of course, it changed the course of my great aunt's life and her husband's life and her children's lives. And my entire childhood was spent living in the shadow of this event that I didn't even know had happened until I was an adult. And of course, when I look back and I think about my mom and how overprotective she was and how worried she was and how my entire childhood must have been just one giant trigger for the bad thing that's going to happen at that unexpected time. And in hindsight, I have so much more compassion for my mom, whom I love very, very much. because of this event, because it, especially now that I'm a parent, it makes so much fucking sense that she would react to certain things the way she did or feel the certain ways she did about things that I always thought were just so, you know, overbearing and sometimes even just downright odd. But you live and you learn and you see things in a different light when you get information, when you get context. This belief system based on bad things happen at unexpected times, there are obvious ways that this might creep into my life as an adult, right? Or as a parent. And I definitely see them. But I did not anticipate the ways that they would creep into my life as an entrepreneur and a business owner. I did not anticipate the ways that bad things happen at unexpected times would become a theme or a foundation for my hesitancy to take a risk in my business or be vulnerable in my business or be a little bit disruptive, speak my truth in my business. And it wasn't until Ash said that to me that I really had to step back and think, okay, sure, I can understand how this applies to my personal safety, right? Or my children's safety and managing risk. But I had to really step back and dig a little bit deeper to understand how this was impacting me as an entrepreneur. And looking back on it, I almost think that this event and my truth around it, and it's not really my story or my truth, it's really my mom's and my great aunt's and my mom's family's truth. But this event that influenced my life in so many ways that I didn't even know at the time and is probably influencing me now that in ways I don't know, and for better or for worse, is influencing the way I parent and influencing my children, though I'm much more aware of it, of course. At the time, we didn't use words like triggers in the 80s and early 90s. My mom didn't understand what that was or why her nervous system was reacting the way it was to certain things. It was just all fear-based reactions, fight or flight. When I think about how much that notion, that idea of bad things happen, so we need to just keep the status quo, it starts to really get, you know, it's like insidious. It starts to really creep into these places that you don't expect it to. And for a long time, for a long, long time, as I was thinking about my business journey, you know, I had ideas and I never let them sort of come to the forefront. I always pushed them down. I'm like, that's a bad idea. That's a bad idea. If I do that, you know, what if this happens? What if I take the risk and then this happens? Of course, I have taken some risks, like when I left my job in 2014. I didn't really have a backup plan. We were buying a new house. I was pregnant. It was a huge risk at the time, though I didn't see it that way because it was just like the universe was shoving me to the edge and saying, jump. But you get older, the world becomes a little bit scarier, at least for me. And risks start to become almost, they morph into a life of their own. That might not be everybody's experience, but it's definitely mine. And even though this one incident that happened before I was even born that has nothing to do with entrepreneurship happened, it still impacts me in ways that I know have prevented me from stepping into my fullest potential as a business owner. I know that it has prevented me from stepping into my most authentic self. That has kept me just a little bit quiet and a little bit on the sidelines because what if something bad happens? It's one of the primary reasons why I don't share my children really on Instagram, which is not, I love seeing other people's children on social media, but I share very little about my family, only in snippets. And this is 100% one of the reasons why. And I remember when I first started in this journey and I joined a mastermind, that's something that came up a lot, you know, share your family and your personal life. And people love to see that. And I'm like, but I can't. And some of it's because, you know, there are a lot of sick people out there, but there's also like relative risk and mitigating risk. And tens of thousands of people share their families online. But that fear comes 100% from one place, right? There are some things that I've been able to overcome, but there are other things that I haven't. That's one of them. Maybe that will change in time. I don't know. But I wanted to share all of this with you today because it is one of my deepest, darkest truths. It's something that I've carried with me since I found out about it. I don't even really remember the day. It might have been on a visit to Germany. And I remember something in my brain clicked, well, gosh, that makes a lot of fucking sense now. But I didn't really realize how much sense until many, many years later. Honestly, until as I'm approaching 40 in a couple of months, so many puzzle pieces are starting to click into place. And maybe that's part of facing, you know, middle quote on age. Or maybe that's just experience finally showing me the puzzle pieces in full clarity. I don't know. But I do know that we carry so many things with us that impact us in ways that we don't even know they do. If anything, as I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, if there's anything I'm grateful for in this entrepreneurship journey, it's being able to face these things that we carry head on and unpack them and acknowledge them, but also say out loud, this does not dictate my future. What happened then is not a predictor of what will happen down the line or what will happen now. And that I am in control of how I react to things, how I make decisions. I am in control of how I show the fuck up for myself. It is not predicated on something that happened to me or somebody else, as horrific as it might have been. But this is a really hard thing to do because so much of everything was hung up on this event, much more so for my mom than me, because this was personal for her in a way that it could never have been for me, right? This was her cousin. This was an experience. This was a trauma. And I'm almost uncomfortable sharing it in a podcast. It almost feels like a mini betrayal, not because it's anything that we've ever said, shh, we don't talk about that, but because it's such an open wound still. It's a vulnerability. But I'm sharing it today because things don't go away just because you don't talk about them or you ignore them. Things don't go away because you compartmentalize them or stuff them down or put them on a shelf and say, that happened and I'm done with it now, at least for me. So I'm sharing this story with you today because it feels good to share it and it feels good to step into my truth and say, hey, this really shitty thing happened to my family and it influenced my entire life. Now I realize that it's kind of like a little voice in the back of my brain saying, yes, you can, or no, you can't, or yes, you should, or no, you shouldn't. In my journey to grow my business, I've had to face it head on. And it feels really good to do that because now I know that I am in control of it. Just launching this podcast, just speaking this truth, recording it here at 7 p.m., on a Wednesday in this gorgeous, gorgeous light, which I love, this not quite dusk, but sun starting to just slowly set light. I know that it is something that I can acknowledge and release, but not let dictate my future. So if you've listened, if you've nodded your head, if you've carried some scary truth or trauma with you, I see you. I acknowledge you. I hear you. And I hope that in listening to this, you might stand up a little taller and say, okay, these things happened, but they're not going to be the predictor of my future. Past is past. And that's what I hope. Or that you are listening and you nod your head and you're like, yep, I feel seen. I feel heard. And maybe you listen and be like, I can't relate to this at all, but this is interesting to listen to nonetheless. Whatever the case may be, I hope that you take away from this that you get to decide who the fuck you want to be and how you want to show up for yourself, regardless of the things that happen to you that you can control or couldn't control. You are the boss of your own life. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. If you loved it and you want to support the podcast, please share it with others, your family, friends, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. I would appreciate it so, so much. Catch all the latest from me. You can follow me on Instagram at ninagibson.co. Until next time.